examination of Oppenheimer thus concluded as it had begun, as a reinforcement of his responses to the AEC's letter of charges. It had gone well, Oppenheimer and his lawyers believed. But as Rob began his cross-examination, it became clear that he had a carefully worked-out strategy to reverse that good impression. Having spent nearly 2 months immersed in the FBI files, he was well prepared. "I had been told that you can't get anywhere cross-examining Oppenheimer," Rob later said. "He's too fast and he's too slippery." So I said, "Maybe so, but then he's not been cross-examined by me before." Anyway, I sat down and planned my cross-examination most carefully, the sequences to it and the references to the FBI reports and so on, and my theory was that if I could shake Oppenheimer at the beginning, he would be apt to be more communicative thereafter. Wednesday, April 14th, was perhaps the most humiliating day in Oppenheimer's life. Rob's interrogation was relentless and exacting. It was the sort of grilling that Oppenheimer had never experienced and was totally unprepared for.